Dominga Lopez is a 55-year-old woman separated by a border from her older sister who is dying of cancer. Lopez wanted to come see her sister before she died. She applied to the U.S. consulate in Tijuana for a humanitarian visa, but was denied. Local immigrant rights activist Juan José Gutierrez held a press conference today to bring attention to Lopez's plight. When asked why her visa request was turned down, he said, Lopez took letters from her sister's doctors proving that she was dying. She brought papers proving she owned a home in Mexico. She even brought papers from a Mexican doctor stating that her own son, 23 years old, was also dying of cancer and that she would return to Mexico promptly to take care of him. It still wasn't enough. So I asked local immigration attorney Paul Cass to explain what the consulate was looking for.
I should preface this by saying that the position of the Department of State, which runs the consulates, and the Immigration Service, is that all persons seeking to enter the United States are deemed to be intending to immigrate unless they can satisfy the appropriate officials that they, in fact, don't intend to immigrate. The rule of thumb is they have to show substantial ties to their home country, such that they are more likely than not to return after a brief stay.
Cass says if Lopez isn't employed, that could be a red flag to the Department of State. Gutierrez says Congressman Howard Berman is looking into the matter. But although the laws may be complicated, perhaps congressional pressure will bring the two sisters together one last time. For Annenberg Radio News, I'm Melissa Runnels.